What do you say when there's no introductions necessary? Willie Brown, Mike Haynes, two of the best DBs ever played the game. Willie, I know you had the pleasure of coaching this young man. And as you said, Mike, he taught you everything you know, right?
No, I'm the one that had the pleasure of getting coached by Willie Brown.
No. Hey, I didn't have to do much coaching when it comes to Mike, believe me, because he knew all everything that was done. His footwork was great. His skills were excellent. So I guess told Mike, go play.
And what it was like, man?
Well, I was lucky. You know, when I came in the league, pulled out some tapes of Willie Brown, Jimmy Johnson, Mel Blount. I can go on and on and on. I, you know, started with all the great corners. And I think that's what a lot of guys probably don't do much of today. But that was the way I started my career. I wanted to work, see if I could backpedal like him, see if I could jam like him, see if I could stay on the hip like him, and those kinds of things. And that I think that helped me have a good start. But I still... I had several coaches, and I got to give credit where credit is due. I was really blessed to have a lot of great coaches in my career.
You know, the Raiders are a family. The Hall of Fame is a family. And you guys have been basically the gauge that people generally go look at to see how great a player are. Now, you also have a say in who some of the future Hall of Famers are. We've got some guys that are on the ballot coming up. You know, Tim Brown again, you know, Cliff Branch, just to name a few. Coach Flores, possibly Jim Plunkett. Your thoughts on maybe some other guys that you guys had a chance to either play with or watch or coach or maybe making it, getting that yellow jacket like you had?
Well, the only one you didn't mention was Lester.
That's right. I forgot about Lester. Yeah. Right. Defensive back. You're right.
Yeah.
That's
right. And so, you know, there's a lot. There are so many great players that come in the National Football League. And it is really, really hard to say who should get in and who shouldn't get in. But for me, there's several guys that I think is, I can't believe are not in. Tom Flores is one of those guys. You know, whenever I think of he's as a player, as a coach, his contribution to the league, to me it's like a no-brainer that he should be in. You know, playing with Lester, you know, I think that, you know, he had a great year, that one year, especially when his MVP had all those interceptions. He changed the rules. They took away the stick-em because of Lester, you know. And he was a guy that a lot of wide receivers were afraid to play against. And so I think that was the influence of Willie.
Yeah.
Well, all that bump and run information.
Well, that's very true. Coach, you know, Willie, when we were together playing, I had the pleasure of playing with Tim Brown as a teammate. You had the pleasure of coaching guys that go up against me in practice. Your thoughts of him and, you know, why he's not in the Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, Tim should be in the Hall of Fame. When you look at all the other receivers, who credentials is not as good as his, his stats not as good as his, so... But they just overlooking the guy. The guy should have went in the face value. The same year that Jerry Rice went in, Tim Brown should have went in. No question about it. Because I see him practice. I see him work. I see every game that he play in. So I'm very disappointed that a guy like him in less than 90 minutes. And also Tom Flores, Mike.
And Cliff Branch. Come on. I mean, everybody was afraid to play against the Raiders because of Cliff Branch. I mean, that guy, I mean, even in his last year, I don't know how old he was in his last year. He's probably still the fastest guy on the team. You know, probably. So, you know, it's the rules have changed, the accomplishments have changed, and, you know, you got to catch at least 100 passes a year to even be considered nowadays. Well, that wasn't the game when we played.
Last thing before I let you guys go, Ray Guy gets his ring today. Your thoughts on now it seems the team's complete. You know, we got a punter in, and he happened to be an Oakland Raider. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm really proud to say that I got a chance to play with Ray, and I got a chance to actually return a punt from him when I was on the Patriots. So I know what it's like to sit back there and look at that ball hang time up in the air forever and ever and ever. And I also know what a weapon he is when you have him on your team. I'm glad he's finally in. I'm glad they finally put a pure punter in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and hopefully that'll open the door for a lot of other guys.
I'd like to say this too, Link, is that when we traded for Mike, and Mike came in for a visit down in the L.A. area, Mr. Davis came to me and said, well, what do you think about this Mike Haynes guy? So I said, we got to get him. So I met with Mike after he went to visit the Raiders. I said, Mike, if you sign with us, we would go straight to the Super Bowl. And sure enough, we went straight to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Because I knew we had less than had Mike, and that really would set us, you know, and set in stone that we're solid, we're ready to roll. But Ray Guy is great to be able to witness the Ray getting in the Hall of Fame. Well deserved it again. He should have got in a long time ago, of course, but it takes a little long for punters on that. But he had an outstanding career. Outstanding.
Willie, Mike, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your time.
You.